My king, I know you're ready to bathe and be with me, but let me lock the door first before we further our session. Now we can commence. Oh, my king, so riled up you are. Today's activities certainly made you pent up, my lord. Okay. Let your maiden prepare since you're in a hurry. What about it? Well, it's a new treatment I'm using. I obtained it from a merchant the other day, and she gave me a demonstration on how it works. I fought the same as well. A woman merchant among these lands? Unheard of. But what she sold was quality, and by the looks of it, you're falling into a spell. I don't mind. Feel me as much as you desire, my king. Yes, gentle now. I need to focus on you as well. I'm happy too. So glad that I get to be close to you again and savor the moment. It's as if I've dreamed of this day. Oh, I'm sorry for that, my king. I didn't mean to ruin the mood. For I thought a loving lick would further entice. Perhaps I'm wrong. Are you sure? Well, thank you for the affirmation. You're such a kind prey. Who am I? I am whatever you want me to be, delicious prey. I can be your maiden. A lady knight. Or even one of the strumpets you like to fool around with. Ah, so many roles. So much time to play with my food. Oh, but don't be afraid. I still want to be intimate, but I do admit that my hunger for you increased. You guessed correctly. I am the ruiner of royalty. Though, maybe I should tell you my true name. Am I to be generous today? I suppose I am, since I didn't bite into that juicy neck of yours yet. I am impressed that you didn't scream for help. I guess there's a first for everything. My name is Nymeva. I've been watching you ever since you were a prince, but not yet ripe enough for the picking. I want to swallow every bit of you. And I can't decide if I want you alive or the experience. Oh, why you? Because although you strike my fancy, there's something about you that seems different. You're no god, of course, but you're no mere mortal either. Your aroma is comparable to grilled, salted meat. Oh, and your fear is delicious. That's correct. It seems that luck has favored you, but notice I said favored. Now you're mine. Oh, my sweet royal prey. It simply is. There's no shame in becoming the next victim. especially when you have such a high privilege of being preyed upon by me. Truly befitting for a king. Be glad that it's not my mother or my sisters that have their eye on you. Do be good and let's continue with the foreplay and teasing. You warm me up enough to distract the hunger pains. And I suggest that you feed me. That way, instead of me biting into that sweet neck of yours. Good prey, just like that. I might savor you after all. I've seen you grow over the years into a fine man, but I also know your vices as well. Such knowledge is quite intimate, don't you agree? Oh, and speaking of the knowledge, I'll let you in on another secret. The late nemesis of your family, who I care not to remember their name, threatened to expose all of your secrets if you didn't fund her. Moronic deal. Let's say that her death was no accident. And now three houses are feuding with one another because of what I've done. Nobody threatens or harms my prey. It's only for me to do. The sin doubles if a woman is involved. And she was until I swayed the hearts of two men to darken and do with her what they pleased. Of course, Prey King. Those two men are from different houses, and when I killed her after the ordeal, I framed it on them. I've come to learn this world. When it comes to these mortals, you are all so susceptible to trickery. I've been doing this for a very long time, Prey. Monster? Me? Well, it's true that I am an abomination that is underworld-born. But I know that mortals are equally abominable when they want to be. Those two men wanted to do that to her. I simply gave them encouragement. As my mother would say, men are the most erotic creatures to exist. Even when facing death, they'll use their groin to cheat it. You say that it's not true, yet here we are. Naked and servicing one another with the most delicate of touches. This doesn't count. I think it does, because you want to live another day, then the next, and then the day after that. Force? I'm not forcing you, Prey. I made a suggestion and you decided to continue this. By all means, please continue. Calm now. I want to enjoy this with you. We can give each other difficulty after this session. Good prey. Succumb to me. You dare retaliate? Have you forgotten what I am? A deal? What game are you up to? Trying to use that silver tongue on me will not work. I'll entertain this for a moment. Speak your mind with haste. The god that graced you just communicated with you. It's going to take more than that to convince me, Prey King. This is a magic beyond even your capabilities. So, what you say is true. What did that god command of you? They extend a greeting to me. A god willing to meet with such an underworld horror. What madness is this? Does this god really believe me to accept their invitation? To be insulted in such a way is rather... interesting. Okay, I'll play the game. I might be able to have a grand feast after all. Take me to them. And when I'm done with them, you'll be next. Delicious prey. Mwah. My king.